In May 2017, Jamie Shoulders of Kyle shot Chris Janice, who was sitting in a minivan conducting a drug deal. Shoulders later pleaded guilty to second-degree murder. The motive for the shooting remains baffling. Shoulders was sentenced to 25 years in federal prison. He appeals the length of his sentence to the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals, which heard arguments on Friday, October 23rd. Rapid City Attorney Gregory Erlandson lays out details of the crime for the Eighth Circuit Appeals Panel. Erlandson says Shoulders was a passenger in Scott Benson's vehicle, along with Clarence Yellowhawk. Benson went to meet Chris Janice for a drug deal just north of Sharp's Corner on the Pine Ridge Reservation. Shoulders and Yellowhawk stayed in the vehicle while Benson went to Janice's minivan. At some point, Yellowhawk gave Shoulders a gun and told him to go check on Benson. Shoulders obeyed, and when he arrived at the van, he saw a gun on the console.
And according to Mr. Shoulders, he freaks out, gets scared, his stomach tightens up, and then he fires two shots at Mr. Janice's legs.
The first shot broke the driver's side window. Erlandson says after Shoulders dropped the gun, Yellowhawk picked it up and fired more shots into Janice's body. Erlandson says Shoulders wasn't part of the drug deal and the parties had the money for the drugs, and so his explanation that he shot because he was frightened seems genuine. Erlandson says that federal judge Jeffrey Viken gave a harsher prison sentence than warranted under federal guidelines.
Motive is important in this case because it was one of the factors that the judge found was really missing.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Catherine Rich agrees that Shoulders' motive is nebulous. She tells appellate judges that there was no provocation or encounter between Shoulders and Janice. They didn't exchange words, and there was no warning for the people inside the van. Rich says Viken also presided over the trial of Clarence Yellowhawk, and so the judge heard testimony that Janice's wife and Scott Benson had to flee the van to reach safety. Rich notes that the judge called it a heinous use of a firearm. The appeals court will take arguments under advisement and issue an opinion at a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.